This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 488. We are inching ever closer to episode 500.
12 more weeks.
Yeah. That'll actually be pretty close. Actually, no, it won't be. It'll be close to the end of the year, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll already have hit our 17th anniversary episode. But we're going to do something big for the 500th episode. I just don't know what yet. I don't know. But I'm Brian Kilby, and I am joined this week by the effervescent headmaster, Don. Don, how's it going?
It's fine.
That's good.
Don, that's the incorrect response. You should have said plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Very nice. That was Chris. Good to have you back this week. Matt, how's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty tired, but okay.
How long until you're in the new house?
Well, I mean, I'm over there now. Just I've still got a lot of moving to do. So it's going to be a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Can't wait. Diecast.
Hey. I put together my clear Megatron.
And you broke it.
Which I also broke. Because of the instructions. But yeah, I broke it.
And
is that the new little one that transforms?
Yeah, it's the Generation Toy one, the one you have to build yourself.
Okay.
It's a great figure. I really do like it.
It would be even better if he hadn't broke it.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Not bad. Add me to the tired column, but otherwise good.
So I was feeling really sick this morning, and I was feeling really rough for the last couple of days. Turns out I was taking two prescriptions for the same thing. I should have stopped one when I started the other. So it's funny how things like that work out. I feel like I'm in like an 80-year-old person, and that I should be like in a nursing home or something because I feel stupid for that. But you live and learn, or sometimes you don't manage to live. You just dive from that stuff. So,
yeah. On that joyful note,
guess what's happening next week? It's the New York Comic Con event, and Diecast will be there live, tweeting, taking photos, telling us about all the great stuff that's happening.
Drinking their many drinks.
Oh, they have drinks?
Oh, yeah.
They always have drinks.
They always have drinks.
That's cool.
Yeah, probably, you know, like a Bumblebee Blizzard or something like that. They always name them Transformer related.
So do we expect everything has been spoiled by this point?
Essentially.
Yeah. Anything all recently, like I'm sure Six Shot will be there.
Okay, so my hope for this, since I guess we're going to do this now, is that the reveal of Overlord will take place there.
Oh. That'd be cool. So is it going to be in the same venue?
Maybe.
Okay, if it is, make sure to get a photo through the gigantic, thick glass door.
Yeah.
That last year.
That was great.
That was awesome because you're like literally the first person to get a photo of anything.
We figured out like two things from it.
Yeah, I'm totally serious. if you can do that, tweet that out. So
yeah, definitely.
Sweet. Let's see here. So one thing.
They'll have a big bald man standing in front of it this time.
Yeah.
But I'm not going.
Maybe next year, Don.
Don, you would be good at that.
Standing
in front of things, blocking the sun,
blocking people's pictures.
Normally I mention this sort of stuff at the end, but I want to get this in now. A few years ago, we did Operation Beehive, which was our attempt to clear Bumblebee and other shelf warmers, off the out of toy aisles, and use that one to help shepherd along new product, and two to help out kids in need. So the plan back then was to get all of the, like, was it Revenge of the Fallen, I guess, at that point?
Transformers Prime, wasn't it?
Yeah, Transformers Prime.
Was it Transformers Prime and Dark of the Moon, maybe?
Dark of the Moon.
The plan was to do that and, donate to Toys for Tots or any one of the charities that accept toys for kids. And basically at that point, I think we wanted people to tweet out whatever, just to just show how awesome it is to help out people in need. But this year, we've decided that we are doing Operation Combination. I felt clever when I stole that name. But yeah, so basically, if there are any combiner wars or any shelf warmers, really, but specifically like early mid line combiner wars, just sitting on your toy aisles, why don't you just buy those? Buy one or two, all of them, whatever you want to do, and donate those to the charity of your choice that accepts toys. And take photos as you're doing it. Tweet them out because that's cool.
I have an awesome idea.
Okay.
On Amazon, tfradio.net.
No, I love where you're going, but I don't want to go there.
No, I'm just saying it because during Christmas time, they always have cheap Transformers. There's always Transformers on there. So if you need something to get you up to that free shipping.
Or Hasbro Toy Shop or any of those places.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to make anything from this. So
he's trying not to combine our charity drive with our subsidies here, Dyke.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon.
I do too.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not denying it, but that's I don't
want to. Well, we're trying to clear more physical space. You know, than anything else. But I mean, you know,
around me, combiner, I haven't seen any combiner wars stuff.
Then maybe Operation Combination is a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, go look at your Rosses and your Marshalls and your TJ Maxx. There's Voyagers and Deluxes and stuff floating around those.
Right. And also, there's still, you could also apply
Toys R Us.
Operation. Yeah, because of the price. But also, you could say Operation Combination could also apply to Titan Masters, Titan Returns, because there's still a lot of Wave 1 product out there.
That's true. It applies to any kind of shelf warmer stuff. So, but yeah, go to your local Walmart, Target, Toys R Us, Meijer, whoever you have that sells stuff, and just buy that stuff to get it off the shelves.
What it comes down to is anything you're sick of seeing on the shelves, there is some kid that would be thrilled to have that.
Yes. That's exactly.
And I'm sick of seeing those female Ghostbusters. They need to go in.
Diecast, you're digging yourself into a deep hole.
But you know what? What's great is as simple. I'm not using this as a derogatory term, but as simple and as across the Combiner Wars line with so much stuff sharing the same engineering. And all being relatively simple, this is something a lot of kids could like, and it not be as complicated as other stuff that you know they could have gotten.
Yeah,
so this is a really good thing to do too.
We'll streamline the messaging next week. So also, Extra Life is starting on November 5th.
We came up with this literally like 15 minutes ago. You got to give us a break here.
Yes, November 5th, and that's when we will be streaming Transformers video games, role play games all day long. It's going to be awesome. Follow us on Twitter for updates and details. Tweet at us at TF Radio to tell us which Transformers games you'd like to see featured. Again, that's going to be November 5th, and that goes to it was the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
It's almost our 500th show. You would never know.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay, so anybody get anything?
Oh yeah,
Diecast got hosed.
That you didn't break.
Yes, I didn't break them because I didn't open them yet. I got the Legends Scourge
and pretty box.
Legends Blur, which
nice.
Is beautiful. I really like the coloring
God,
on.
God, that paint is so nice.
It's so much better than what we got over here. And I got Cancer with Shockwave. I also got a little Autobots tin of sour candies because it was on clearance at Toys R Us for like $1.50 or something.
That's
like
probably
that.
Only 9 years old.
And then I built my clear Megatron.
It's got a shelf life of 14 years, so it's okay.
And
it's a Half-Life, I think you mean.
I'm going to down it again. I did get something shipped. Fortress Maximus. And it only cost $95 shipping.
Oh, God.
Oh,
how much did you spend altogether?
I don't even know.
Well, what was the base price of Fortress Maximus?
I don't remember because the site I did it, you pay ahead of time as soon as you pre-order it.
I mean,
so
I guess that makes the hurt less.
Yeah, it makes the hurt less. But it was like...
But it still had to be around $200.
No, it was around. Probably,
oh, hang on.
Fortress Maximus was probably around $200.
Yeah, I mean, 25,000 yen is the retail price. And, yeah. I mean, you were lucky to get in on that when the yen was probably stronger, but it still had to be $190, $200.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
So, yeah, you're looking about $300 for your Fortress Maximus.
So,
enjoy that.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, I was like, oh, maybe the slow shipping would be better. The slow shipping was the same price.
Ah, well, something that big you can't slow ship.
Okay.
There's a certain weight and dimension threshold beyond which it has to go EMS or some other courier. You can't do the sail shipping anymore.
Just for reference, HLJ is $198.92. So you were right, Chris. Just right there knocking on 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy that.
So diecast $700 Fortress Maximus. What else you get?
Oh, it's a light week for you this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Matt.
Matt got Lyokaiser.
Oh, you.
How did you get Lyokaiser?
Robot Kingdom.
So how much did that set you back?
A lot of money. Because EMS shipped it too, and that was almost $50.
I'm not getting mine until November.
Yeah.
You're getting yours right from now. Entertainment Earth, not from China.
I'm getting it from somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Brian, I got mine from them too. So we're, you know, I got them from them too.
So I am very, very happy with it. The new head sculpts are fantastic. They're great. Hellbats is really spectacular. But the mold fatigue is strong with this one.
Oh,
is Skylink's not holding up that well, the mold?
Skylinks is holding up pretty good, but man, Guyhawk and Hellbat, like, whew, that it's starting to show the reuses.
Those planes aren't doing too well anymore.
No,
well, they did use those a fairly good amount.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
that they did. Let me see.
So are they almost like Car Robot Brothers, ready to be just retired or destroyed?
Yeah. Hellbat's left arm.
Oh.
Oh well.
Is that just at the elbow?
Yeah.
One of my first run aerial bots had the same problem, so that may not even be mold fatigue.
Well, like it, I'm sure it's nothing. A little joint tightening of your favorite technique won't take care of. But the
Gorilla Brawl, glue,
duct tape,
the duct Brawl tape. Waste problem is coming back already.
Oh my!
Kill Bison is worse than Drill Horn, but. Right. Neither one of them peg in spectacularly well.
You've got Unite Warriors Bruticus, of course, right? How is that compared to the Brawl in that?
Unite Warriors Brawl was actually pretty good.
Okay, so these are inferior to that.
So it could be because my Brawl, actually, my American Brawl actually pegged in pretty well. It just looks funny, you know, with that design they did with that. But this could just be a per unit basis how it's going to roll out.
Oh, that is pretty nice, even blurry.
I have a crappy camera. Sorry,
but you know what you could do is, you know, later on when you have some time, probably not tonight, obviously, but over the weekend or something, take some pictures of that and send them to me or Kilby, and it can go on the RFC Twitter.
I can totally do that.
Or you can follow at MELLVARR, and it goes to nobody.
I don't use it because Kilby gave me a Twitter account.
It goes off into oblivion, never to be seen again.
I'll tweet from you and retweet it from the RFC account.
Yeah, the colors on this are really nice. Like, Guyhawk is super, super pink. Like, blindingly so.
That's beautiful.
He would look fantastic on G2 Superion.
Well, so basically, is he like Power Rangers Kimberly Zord pink?
Yes.
Okay.
Got some Shogun Megazord going on there.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. The blue on Drillhorn is really nice, and they've got like a little bit of metallic flake to all of them.
Oh, nice.
Well, not Skylinks or Dazaris. And on Guyhawk, the metallic flake is only on the silver parts, but it's like all through Drillhorn and Killbison. And on Hellbat, but he's so dark it's harder to see.
So other than the QC issue that might be a problem, maybe a random per unit problem, would you say if this is the last Combiner Wars that we're getting, you know, like for right now, it's a good end of the, I guess it ended well?
Just on the fact that it's Lyo Kaiser alone and it's weird and it has really fantastic head sculpts. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Very, very good colors. I have no idea what I'm going to do with this little Micron thing because I have not found a good way to use it. But
www.ebay.com.
But that's what I got.
Cool.
You know, I still would have called that like Death Cobra, just so he finally be a member of
Life. Of everything that I think anybody's ever had on the segment during the show, I think I am the most jealous of that. I just want you to know.
That's why I saved it as a surprise.
Yes. That was worth it. That was worth it.
Matt wins.
Oh, I've got something that's not quite a, I mean, it's
of course, you know, it's Daniel not as good, Don.
Is it that Danielle Steele novel you're showing before the show?
No, it's Alona Andrews, not Daniel Steele.
No, whatever, you're reading difference. Twilight. We already went over this.
Twilight.
It is not. Trust me, this is a lot better than Twilight. I've never read Twilight. I don't care.
Then you don't know, Alona, do you, Don?
This is Alona Andrews, K. Daniel series. You need to go read it. No, I got this. It's...
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
And what's weird is my dented box Computron actually came in better shape than my book, because my book came with crumpled pages inside from being loose in the box.
No, I think you misread the description. You got dented book, not dented box.
But, you know, basically the box, you probably can't tell with the glare. It's sort of like getting it from Manadrake. You know how they mark stuff down because of damage and it's like one little ding on one little corner.
The factory tape is creased.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why did you go with that version of Computron again, Don?
I have both.
Oh, good.
That's because he's correct.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I was looking for a dented box or a coupon code or sale.
Don, okay, so how good of a deal did you get on this, Don? Give us the Donomics on this.
$81.
Hashtag Donomics.
That's a pretty good deal.
So,
I love the. I decided, since I didn't double up on Unite Wars Bruticus because of the problem with Blast Off, I figured, and like I said before, since there's so much visual difference between this and Unite Wars Computron, it's worth having two different versions of the character.
I think I like having them both. Unite Warriors is substantially better, but I like having them both.
But this one does have its own charms as well.
It does. It absolutely does. Anybody else have anything? So I have a bottle of Moxie. I didn't know this still existed. I've never had it before.
Where did you find Moxie at?
The only thing I know is that Ted Williams drinks Moxie. It was the Publix here.
The last time I saw that is when you and I were at Jungle Gyms.
They had it there? I didn't even notice.
Because I was looking for RC-10.
I've never had it before, so this will probably... It's not called a soda. It's called an elixir, so it's probably terrible.
Yeah.
I remember...
But it smells bad.
It smells noxious.
I don't remember it being very good.
But... Oh, God. It smells...
It smells like it should be a medicine, literally. Like
they called it an elixir.
Okay, I'm not drinking any more of that.
But are your magic points restored?
Yes, they are. I got 2 D6 points back. So,
okay, hide it in grandfather clock, and then you never have to look at it.
Or yes. Hide it under the lake under a fairy.
Okay.
I never find that damn fairy.
Let's go ahead and jump to our news and stuff. That's the title of the section, news and stuff. No, actually, Combiner Wars. So we talked about it last week, but Chris watched it all in one sitting. Was it
pity me?
Did you enjoy it in one?
No,
sitting?
I didn't. But I do want to. I do want to go on the record here. So the story is not any more cohesive if you watch it all at once. But I was wrong in one point. I have always assumed that it was designed as one 42 minute TV segment to be, you know, ran as an hour's block. No, it's very clearly when you watch it all at once, 2 half-hour segments, because the end of episode 4, the halfway point of it, has, you know, the music playing you out as the main characters are walking off, so it was definitely designed for 2 TV slots, but like, watching it all at once does not patch over any of the problems at all.
Did you watch it like stitched together, or did you just watch it?
Yeah, no. So what I was able to do was make a playlist with time code offsets so that it would just go seamlessly from one to the next. So I could just sit and watch the whole thing straight through. But like, even accepting that these segments we got week to week were just individual acts of a larger program, watching them all together doesn't help them any. There's still weird jumps, and it didn't fix any of the writing problems or anything of that nature either. So, yeah, if you've already watched it all separate, don't go back and watch it all at once. You're just hurting yourself.
What if you've not watched it? Would you recommend that somebody watch it?
No.
That's what I wanted to know.
And here's something I thought. I wonder if we're going to see this as a quiet little drop in the videos, in the Walmarts and Targets, a little Transformers Combined Wars for the holidays for $9.96 on the kids in cap.
I mean, even further than that, you could get this onto a DVD and put it as a pack in with something at some point. You know, get something over Christmas, some store exclusive box set with a little DVD inside that has the Combiner Wars thing on it.
You know, what's going to happen is we're going to finally get the G2 Defensor that we want, and there'll be a pack in with that. So it'll be the G2 Defensor that neither the Defensor or the Generation 2 is even in the DVD that's included with the figure.
And there'd be no G2 symbols on it either. It would be perfect.
Just like Bruticus.
Yeah. Sadness.
Sad. Well, that describes watching Combiner Wars.
Yeah. So
I really hope they don't do another series.
So I know it's hard to extrapolate being at like basically 40 minutes compared to the whole series. But if it were a series, where would you rank it in all of the Transformers series, the English Transformers series ever?
I like Energon better.
Wow.
Oh, my God. that's like me saying I'd rather watch Beast Machines than The Debate. That's how sad that is.
Wow. Okay. So, this week in history.
Let's not go into politics, Don.
No. I'm not. I'm just saying.
No. We're letting that one drop nicely. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Thank you, though, Matt.
Yeah. So, in 1996, The Headmasters is released on Laserdisc in Japan by Takara. Takara released it themselves.
Well, that's what the wiki says.
Yeah, not like Pioneer or somebody else. That's interesting.
Maybe it was like, you know, a mail-away thing.
That's weird. I mean, usually like Pioneer, I thought, released that stuff on Laserdisc for them.
But hey, 9 years later, almost to the day.
Headmasters cartoon is released on DVD in the UK by Metrodome, and that's the set that I want that I don't have.
Yeah, see, that's much more important because that's when everybody in the world had the opportunity to see the dub.
And Chris McPhilly does commentary.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm lucky I've got the RID set for that Chris does the commentary on. Which
is it
nice.
The Metrodome one that has the dub or the Madman set?
It's the Metrodome set.
Okay, good. I was right the first time.
Why would you want the dub when it's a terrible
thing? Don't make me destroy you.
So I learned last week that my phone is the best phone ever because when I type out what's wrong with the, it wants to autocomplete Headmasters.
Yes.
That's the best phone ever. True
that
story, too.
Is lovely. Okay. let's jump to official news. Legends series LG-31 Fortress Maximus sound chip contents revealed. So I'm not going to play this. Diecast, do you want to play yours?
Oh.
Tomorrow.
You paid $95 for express shipping and you don't even have it in time for the show. You know, there's a very good chance that mine, which I'm probably not paying anywhere near that much shipping for, will be here by next week and you won't have any advantage.
Well, it's not like I was trying to one-up you.
Sure, Diecast, sure. So, there's a lot of Japanese dialogue on Fortress Maximus, but most importantly, it does have the little 10-second instrumental clip of the theme song.
Is it the bumper? It's not the bumper. No, I think the version of the intro.
I think they actually just, you know, did a little 10-second segment of it special for this, because I don't think it corresponds to anything exactly.
I'm sad.
I think that's the second most important. The first most important is it says head on.
Yeah, yep. but it says head on. It's not like head on. It's not like that. So
still says head on, and that's good enough for me.
But I mean, you know, it does have in the dialogue all the important things like, you know, transform, big mode, and then all the unintelligible stuff unless you speak Japanese, which none of us do.
Yeah.
But still, cool stuff.
Oh,
it's nice looking. I'm glad I didn't buy it, though.
Yeah.
See, hearing these clips, I'm glad I did buy it. Or kept my pre-order, anyway.
Don's listening to it. Look at him! That's all. That's wonderful.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing when I get mine.
If you're not watching the podcast, the video version, Don is bobbing his head and smiling.
He's got the biggest grin on his face right now.
I'm sorry. The one thing I've always liked about the Headmasters more than anything is the theme is so up-tempo.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It is. It's catchy as hell.
Yeah. As much as I love Master Force, and you know I love Master Force.
Master Force's theme is weak, I think.
Yeah.
The theme is good. I like the visual part of the theme, but the musical part of the theme, I think Headmasters has a much better sounding theme. But I wish the voice chip was longer so you could play more of the theme rather than just, you know, the bumper there.
Don, I know we're backtracking a couple minutes, but we're talking about Headmasters right now. So a question for you. Would you rather watch the Headmasters dub or the Combiner Wars cartoon?
Combiner Wars.
Wow.
Huh.
I am diametrically opposed.
Would you rather watch the Headmasters dub or Beast Machines?
Oh, God. Probably Combiner Wars. It's shorter.
Nice. Very nice. If I could get this cheap, not for $300, I would consider it. But considering I'm not in love with the Fortress Maximus that I have.
I would love for Takara at some point. I don't think they would do this, but I would love for them, like, after Fortress Maximus is off the shelves and it's been run or something.
After Fortress Maximus has gone himself?
Yeah. I would love for them to release this figure just release it in Japan as like you would release like a regular action figure.
Oh, Cerebros by itself, you mean?
Well, no. I mean the body and the head, the Japanese, but like just release it as you would like an action figure.
Are you saying take Fortress Maximus and put it on a blister pack?
No.
SDCC did that with that Galactus that time.
Yeah.
Oh God, they did.
Yeah. No, I mean, just take the head and
yeah, Cerebros. Master.
Yeah. Well, so, or whatever he's called in, or
Fortress.
Yeah.
So, and just sell him like you would an action figure, but that way American buyers they could buy just the head for theirs, and you can switch them back and forth.
Well, you know, if the third part of the Prime Wars trilogy is Action Master Elites, they could totally do that since it doesn't actually transform into anything intelligible. You know, Zelda's Action Master Elite Cerebros.
I'm still going with Planet Transform for the third segment of the Prime War trilogy.
What I loved is on that podcast panel, you just completely deadpanned that, and people thought you were serious.
I am.
It's like, this guy is stoned. What is he talking about?
I'm going to tweet it out next Wednesday and see if...
You should do that. Okay, so I skimmed this next story, so I have no idea what it's really about. So a revolution is coming to a screen near you. Hasbro Cinematic Universe update. I didn't see anything specific about Revolution being... Is that the basis for a movie? What is
I think they're using Revolution, but I don't think they mean the comic Revolution. They mean the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a revolution in movies in general. And they're just
basically using the advent of the Revolution comic to remind everyone that there is a similar Hasbro Cinematic thing coming eventually.
So
that's pretty much the extent of this, as far as I can tell.
So usually you try to use your big thing to promote the smaller thing. So I don't get why they even bother.
In this case they're using the thing that's actually happening now to remind people that something else is coming in like 2 years.
Yeah,
but basically it's like having two. You're using one revolution to talk about another revolution, but the two have absolutely nothing to do together.
And
they could dance.
Yeah, the people who are reading this revolution. The people who are reading this probably don't care so much about the cinematic universe.
The Hasbro Cinematic Universe becomes a thing, nobody's going to care about cinematic universes at all anymore. It's going to be over with.
Yeah, I'm very interested in seeing where this Marvel Cinematic Universe goes because some of my favorites are in there.
Jack of Hearts.
I'm sorry. The Hasbro Cinemax.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Just remember, Don, Jem can't be involved and already bombed at the box office once.
Well, if they have an actual proper cameo in one of the movies, maybe that would help.
Did anybody watch it?
I couldn't. I wasn't good. No.
I knew people when they heard it was coming out, they were so excited. But by the time it actually came out, like 3 weeks later, because for whatever reason, it took no time for it to come out. Nobody wanted to see it at all.
Well,
like,
I think because they'd seen previews for it.
That's possible. And it was not truly, truly outrageous like it was supposed to be. So
now I wish the Wachowskis would have made it and had made it like a Speed Racer. That would have been wonderful.
You know, that Speed Racer movie, a lot of people give it grief, but it's
it's a visual feast.
God, yeah. I couldn't even sit through that.
Don't just keep your eyes open and don't think.
Yeah. Like watching Transformers, which Matt also doesn't do.
Yes,
I also don't do that because I am actually not a fan of the term just turn your brain off.
Sometimes. Like, that's Pacific Rim. You turn your brain off, and it's the most beautiful thing ever.
You know, I've still never watched Pacific Rim, and I really just don't care anymore.
I love it.
Oh,
Pacific Rim is fun.
It is. I shut my brain off, and I just absorbed it.
Yeah, I did not shut my brain off. I sat there and watched and picked out every trope from every movie.
I didn't. Yeah. And I enjoyed it.
And laughed.
Yeah, and it's still boiled down to being giant robots punching giant monsters. I mean, it was cathartic in such a way.
Okay, so we have stickers for Generations Titan Returns, Wave 2 Asia exclusive, the sticker sheets that are available. I hate stickers, so.
But I guess it's just going to be like a thing forever now.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to. I'm like, if this is going to be a new thing now, since Hasbro Asia works so close with Hasbro US, we need to somehow find a way to get this here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Diecast, when you're at the New York Comic Con event next week with the Hasbro representatives, you could totally mention that to them.
Now, can we buy these? Because
a lot of the time, like Robot Kingdom, if you order X amount of product, Transformers product, they will slip one of these into your order. But other than that, not really.
I would pay, you know, like $3.95 for the Blur one. Just to do something to that blur so it didn't, you know, look like that.
If I wanted to apply stickers, I would just do the Toy Hack stickers because they're so nice.
And easily available.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said for that there's, like, official sticker sheets to up-detail these too.
Yeah.
And
these
I do
would
like
probably be cheaper than non-official.
Oh, yeah. Rob?
I was just going to say I like that there's cockpit details for like Wolfwire among other things, so that's a nice thing.
Yeah, these are very cool. It's just God, I hate putting stickers on.
So
yeah.
Wait, if we get official stickers now, does that mean the other stickers are third party?
They've always been third party,
right?
Well,
yeah. I mean, but I
their
mean,
status does not change just based on there being official ones.
Actually,
in Brian's methodology, that means he should get the official ones over the Toy Hacks ones.
Yeah, maybe. But sometimes, but Hasbro has worked with Toy Hacks. He's worked with Aaron before, right? They've worked with Aaron to develop some stickers or logos and stuff in the past. So,
really?
Hasbro is friendly with Toy Hacks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever used the raised stickers before?
No. I don't know. I'm not really. I usually go for the clear or the foil. Silver foil.
How about some clear foil?
That would be great.
Transparent aluminum stickers.
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Exactly.
See, I got the ones with the white background.
Hello, computer.
It's the white background. The emblem was not centered on the white black background for me, so.
Scotty gave it to the wrong person.
Let's see here. What else we got going on? Takara Tomy September releases in hand photos. Fortress Maximus Wheelie, Rewind Blaster, Windblade, and more. So I have Wheelie actually now sitting in my pile of loot. I need to pick up that Go Shooter figure. I think Toy Bento, which recently just launched, has it. So I need to go ahead and jump on that.
Get one of those Carzap headed ones like Diecast did.
Yeah, that's what they have.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a Shapeways kit, or where did the kit come from to attach the head?
It's Insane Galvatron Shapeways store.
Okay, cool.
Is where that came from. Get the black acrylic material. I found that works a little bit. It's got a little bit. It's slightly rubbery. It has a little give and has a little bit more snug fit on the Titan Master head.
So I'm looking at this photo, and it basically just looks like somebody's haul from like Walmart, but in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, it essentially is, because it's from
a slow news day.
It's from one person.
Yeah.
Like, it's all from the same person.
Yeah. I like the Fortress Maximus in the background.
Yeah, me too.
I like that box. I love to have the box.
What? Of course I would.
Sells it for $95.
I look at it and I'm like, does that have a giant piece of candy in it?
Ooh.
Is that just to me, it looks like. Just,
well, it would taste equally proportionally bad.
I like that stuff. I really do. I was actually kind of jonesing for it a couple days ago.
I kind of like, in that picture, I kind of like the way that their Nemesis Prime wound up looking in actually, that mold in those colors.
Are there any new Kabaya kits coming out?
So speaking about this photo, because, you know, they're all the window boxes, which is what Takara's doing. Why haven't we seen that yet? I mean, window boxes are so popular.
Packaging costs.
Yeah. Well, see, Aaron Archer says many years ago, packaging costs can run as high as 35% of, I think it was around 30-35%. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. If y'all remember,
back in the 3H BotCon days, they said the packaging was on their level of scale, the most expensive part of their exclusives.
For FunPub, I had mentioned several times on the brochure, I would be willing to take. I love their packaging on their box sets, but I'd be willing to take something a little less visually impressive if it knocked the cost of the sets down. Like, you know, instead of the foam inserts, be, you know, something. I'm not sure what you would do, but, you know, just try to find something. But, you know, that's what I said during the FunPub days.
I'm just surprised we haven't seen that in the U.S. just because everything's sort of going back to window boxes again, like the Legends figures and the Marvel Legends figures and
Star Wars Black Series too. Looking at this is I think Hasbro is trying as best they can to keep Transformers almost universally still looking like a kid's toy line. Star Wars Black Series, Marvel Legends stuff, that has a certain understanding of this is a collector's line. It's really meant for the older crowd a little bit. But keeping the traditional kind of packaging on the Transformers kind of keeps it as this is still a toy for your kid as much as it can be a toy for you if it's what you're looking for. Masterpiece stuff comes in fancier boxes because that's a dedicated collector's product. It's just that kind of distinction. I'd also, on the cost side of it, even Takara has succumbed to that in the past because Car Robots started out with window box packaging, but about halfway through, they transitioned their packaging to solid non-window boxes to reduce their costs.
Because I've actually had both versions of the Fire Convoy that came in the window box and the regular solid box.
Yeah.
So is it the type of window? Because Unicron Trilogy had the window box. I'm sorry, I was actually reading up on how to get Kabaya gummies without buying the kits, so I just sort of hopped in. I just jumped in.
But we have to ask: are the Kabaya gummies juicy or not? That's the main thing.
You have to buy like little packs of a little bag, and then like units of 10 from Amazon. It's like $30. And I don't know that it's the same thing. Obviously packaging is expensive, but is it the fact that it was specifically die cut? Is that the thing that was
with the car
expensive?
Robots, yeah, that's the die cut makes it expensive because they have to design the die, sometimes a unique one for every package.
Box, yeah.
You know, some of the stuff is designed where it can be uniform. The graphics assets can be changed, but the shape of the cutout is the
same.
That's
what the Unicron Trilogy did. It was basically the same package, and the cutout was different. you know, or at least Armada was.
That is itself a cost-saving measure. I think with the deluxes, too, part of keeping it on a card and blister is also for shelf visibility. You know, it makes it have a bigger silhouette on the shelf so you see more product. Whereas the Legends boxes for deluxe size figure are kind of, like, comparatively speaking, kind of on the small side. You have the same dimensions basically for the blister, but you lose that big card back.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump ahead to Figure King Magazine Spotlights Masterpiece Grapple and reveals the extent of the new parts. Grapple looks great. I can't wait to get it. Don is not getting it because Don wants to wrestle.
I'm not getting it when it comes out. I'm going to wait and see what the price does, you know, what I can sell. But, you know, like I said, I haven't had a chance to open them yet. You know, I did pick up Wrestle. He's still in his box. But, you know, this is what I'm using for my masterpiece because it does more closely match the aesthetic I want for Inferno and Grapple.
Does Figure King normally go into this detail when it comes to the parts of a toy? Because I've never seen this.
It depends what Takara wants them to advertise.
I gotcha.
Pretty much.
But I really like the exploded view, basically.
Yeah.
The CAD model with just the reused parts present. So from all that missing stuff, that's all going to be new pieces.
Yeah. Well, now, this is the first time I've seen this, and I'm amazed they went to this bother, because Grapple and Inferno are generally, you know, carbon copies with only minor base differences. I just don't know. I'm not sure why they went to all this extra cost when I don't think the fans would expect them to do this.
I don't know. I'm looking at this and I see Bisque and I just want Bisque.
Well, you know, the nature of Masterpiece being what it is, there are some fairly significant model differences between Inferno and Grapple, because as I recall, the season one and season two character designs were done by different people. So, the reason Grapple has all these new parts is because he was his character model is
from the
significantly
different.
Yeah, so he's significantly different from Inferno in the show.
I didn't know Grapple came with the solar tower.
Yeah,
That's neat.
Didn't know about that. So is that like a specific store exclusive? Like, is that going to be an Amazon exclusive over there?
No, I think they just didn't show that very clearly up till now.
Okay, yeah. That's really cool.
I would more expect the Amazon exclusive would be the broken version from the end, so Grapple can just cradle his, you know, heap of broken dreams like he did at the end of the episode.
Sweet. Okay, let's see here. What else we got going on? Super Festival 72, photos of Ultra Metal, Ultra Magnus, and Legends, E-Hobby, Convo Bat. I saw the Convo Bat photos. I didn't really pay attention to the Ultra Magnus. It's not something I would really be interested in buying. But here's Convo Bat.
I still want Convo Bat, but I'm not paying that much. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's still too expensive.
I mean, if they had dropped the optimal Optimus, and just gave us the Skullcruncher body,
then it'd be worse value.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's just it doesn't seem like I don't know. It's just it's,
no. They should have done the Bat and Gator 2-pack thing, which we've talked about several times before. I mean, you're not wrong about that, but the pricing wouldn't be any more favorable in that case.
But I mean, it would make more sense as a two pack. I mean, I like what they did with the Optimus Prime, making that optimal Optimus. It's just,
and see, if they did the full two pack thing, they would have had to put in Crash Bash's little Titan Master buddy thing in purple to be the little representation of Megatron.
I love the cardboard saying what it is in photo. Okay.
Yes, I just love that display. I think what it comes down to is that Megalligator would have just been too close to Skullcruncher, and charging what they would have had to for a two-pack with a new head and a pretty close to a stock Skullcruncher was probably not flying.
Yeah.
it just seems to me for the price they're asking with that, if they left out the Optimal Optimus and just put a Skull Cruncher without any modifications and the new head, I still could see it going for about the same price, because you know you're using an existing mold and all you're changing is the head and changing the paint color. You would have less paint on Skull Cruncher than you would originally, because he was all green in the mini comic for the most part. So
because the original toy was all
green. Less paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, there's less paint and there's less paint being used. You drop the Titan Master and just give us a 2-pack. I can't, in my head, I'm just saying the math number would be like a 2-pack for like 95, which to me
it'd be a 2-pack for like 140.
Mm. You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, speaking of things that cost too much, maybe a little bit, I want to thank my buddy Eddie Aragas, who last week sent me a note, like right after the show posted that the Jeffrey figure from Toys R Us was available from Big Bad. So I pre-ordered it within 10 seconds of getting his email. It's a little much, but I wanted it, so I'm getting it.
Sorry, Don, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, at least, I see, when I first saw that, I thought it was the EZ class, which is our Legend Legion class, but I think Chris tweeted back to me that it was the one that came with the armor and the minicon, which is a slightly almost commander-sized class. So it's not as small as I thought it was, at least.
Yeah, that's actually what I wanted to say, too. I thought I was wrong in the other direction. I thought it was the warrior class, but it does seem to be the minicon battle pack figure.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Okay, let's see here. What else we got going on? Age exclusive Masterpiece Shattered Glass Optimus. Any photos? I'm sorry.
That's about how I feel.
Yeah. You know, I don't hate it. I know I shouldn't say that, but it's so weird.
It's really weird. I like those colors, but I don't know if I need this.
I know I don't, but that's kind of why I want it. I'm kidding. I don't want it. I'm
I didn't get the black version either, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody getting this diecast? Are you getting it?
No.
He'll wait for the Taobao upscale one.
That would be great. I probably might buy that one.
It'll happen.
I mean, you know, there is a Eva color coming out from, I think it's Wajang, I want to say, but I could be wrong, who did that great evasion mode retool upscale diecast adding Optimus Prime. So, I mean, I'm tempted. I like the shattered glass colors and everything. It's just I think I would prefer getting the Eva colors just for something radically different.
You know, the Evangelion colors and the Shattered Glass colors aren't even all that different, Don.
I'm saying you can get the Eva and still call them the Shattered Glass, but you can get the Shattered Glass and call them the Eva. It doesn't really work that. It doesn't work both ways. But I love the way it wound up looking. I mean, with the purple and the greens and stuff.
Cool. Okay. Sorry. Let's see here.
This kind of puts the axe on the one thing that said, you know, someone's wondering if maybe Takara sold the mold for MP10 Prime, but obviously they didn't if they're still producing figures for it.
I would not have seriously expected them to do that. I mean, there's one person they could legally sell it to anyway, and that would be Hasbro.
Yeah, so.
And it doesn't even really work that way because the molds just stay in the factory anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a timeshare.
But I do like the green axe. That's just kind of bad looking with the green matching the highlights on him. That's just really just kind of neat looking.
Cool. Okay. So this is probably the most controversial story of the week. I wanted to get to this. Transformers Last Night, World War II scene confirmed as Michael Bay uses Winston Churchill's home as Hitler's HQ. That's just messed up.
That seems like he could have used anything else. And
so is this just is it an alternate history thing, or did he just not know?
No comment.
Are you still under NDA?
I was never under an NDA. Hopefully the article will be able to be posted pretty soon, though.
Is any of that timely anymore?
Well, the movie's not out till next June, so yes.
Okay.
Okay, okay, let's play. Will anybody care in the next couple of weeks whether this is...
No comment. Yeah, you got a trip out of it. So,
I had a really good time.
Yeah, no doubt. It looked like fun. I didn't see anything, I'm just assuming.
You saw that picture of my feet in the studio.
I did. I did. I did. Let's see here. But I don't... Okay. He's using Churchill's home as Hitler's headquarters.
The alternate history thing you mentioned, that's the most interesting take on this that I have heard so far. I mean, it certainly makes it sound a little bit less like clueless than the initial estimation of this is. So, you know, if that's actually what's going on, that'll be interesting, but I have a feeling it's just kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if, like, from what I've read about this, I'm not even sure if it's being presented as that headquarters is, you know, being treated as the Blenheim Palace.
Yeah. It's just, it's a large, fancy-looking building, and they needed one for Hitler's headquarters, so...
And just, that was in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and they got somebody to sign off on them using that.
Yeah. I bet that person lost their job.
Well, that person, I think, basically inherited the house, so probably not.
I was thinking that might be more, you know, the realm of a publicist or something.
So, Bay said basically that no one has full context of the situation, and Churchill will be portrayed heroically in the film. So, I'm betting alternate history.
Okay, I'm just wondering how this ties into the... I'm probably putting way more thought on this than it deserves. The end of Age of Extinction showed Prime blasting off into outer space, apparently to go find the creators.
Well, Don, you know,
time dilation.
Don, you know, even when Team Rocket blasts off again, they're always back, you know, with a new plan in the works by the start of the next episode. Yeah. So,
but what I'm saying is Prime going to come back and find the timeline having been altered, and maybe he's the only one that knows what's going on?
Maybe he flew around the sun at warp speed,
yes,
and went back to 1986.
Or he watched the first Superman and thought, hey, what would happen if I do this?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he reached faster than light travel and came back before he left.
No, it's just I just can't see how this World War II stuff ties in with Optimus leaving Earth looking apparently for the Quintessons. It's just the two don't seem like they can mash up.
You're assuming the Quintessons, right?
Okay. We know that they're using Churchill's house, but is it Churchill's house specifically house, right? In the movie?
Yeah.
Or is it just a location they pick to shoot?
I think it's just a location.
That's that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So no,
because yes, in the UK, people will recognize that on site, but for the whole rest of the world, it's going to be watching
America,
the movie.
America, we won't notice.
And China, China, and Japan. Yeah, nobody else is going to know just to look at it if you know none of this story had happened, and you know
they
still for the majority of the audience.
They just wanted a big stronghold-looking building.
Yeah, they wanted a Nazi palace. Mm-hmm. Or okay, they could have gone with a golden palace.
Yeah, that was... Actually, speaking of, there should be like a follow-up reaction figure that's the Golden Palace. So that would be missing Estelle?
No.
B. Arthur.
Yeah. B. Arthur,
yeah. Okay, so Mark, Mark Wahlberg says he'll be in Transformers 5, shooting in London. New story. It's kind of like Man on the Run. Anthony Hopkins, I'm assuming, is Winston Churchill.
No.
He's not?
No.
Okay, dang it. And some new Dinobots. And there are going to be many Dinobots. So I'm saying Overkill. And, no, I'm kidding. So, many Dinobots. Sir Anthony Hopkins, et cetera, et cetera. There you go. That's what Marky Mark said. Photos from London filming. Anything cool here? I mean, there are lots of cars. Every single photo we see, it's just cars.
Yeah, because that's the thing they actually can film. That doesn't have to all be added in post.
And no, I mean, they can film, like, people doing stuff instead of just cars. Like, it looks like a Fast and the Furious movie when you only see pictures.
Right, but they were doing the filming of people when I went and visited. There weren't, you know... like car stunts going on then.
No comment.
No, I think I can say that they were filming people. I think that's fine.
And Steve, is it Jablonski? Is that how you say it?
That's how I've always said it.
Yeah, the guy did the score for the previous movies.
Which everybody liked.
Yeah,
all those scores.
He's back.
Which, much like Michael Bay returning to direct, is not really a surprise.
Yep.
But this is actually like a reassuring thing on some level.
Okay, so, hey, I really like the suggestion. So, tfradio.net/Amazon. If you use Amazon at all, just go to our website, tfradio.net. Click on the Amazon link or go to tfradio.net/Amazon. If you don't use Amazon that often, why don't you just share out our link on Twitter or on the Facebooks or whatever you kids are sharing things on now.
MySpace.
Instagrams.
Yeah, Instagrams, MySpace, the LiveJournal. I logged into my LiveJournal account for the first time in years.
Just to stop it from being deleted?
No, I was just curious who was still posting. But tfradio.net/Amazon. Share it out. So, Transformers Devastation is one of the free PlayStation Plus games on PS4 next month. So, you could go in and get a PlayStation Plus membership card. It's only $49.99, and it's like the membership's actually $60 if you go through your PlayStation, right?
Yeah, they just like this month marked the PlayStation Plus membership up to $59.99, and Amazon still has it at the old price. So if you want to re-up or
$50,
you know, this is a good time to start.
That's a great price. So tfradio.net/Amazon. And again, if you aren't buying anything or buying anything anytime soon, just share the link, tfradio.net/Amazon.
And you know, if you don't have a PS4 to get PlayStation Plus on, you could just, you know, buy a PS4 while you're at it.
Yeah. Yes, actually, you know,
and an HDTV to hook it up. HDTV to hook it up.
Go 4K.
Actually, I was talking to Brickinator about this earlier on Twitter. If you have any PlayStation console, a Vita, a PS3, there are free games for those as well. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, and if you go through the PlayStation Network website, you can claim PlayStation Plus games in advance. If you plan on getting a PS4 in the future, if you have that membership, you can go claim Devastation now, and it will be there waiting for you as long as you're still a PlayStation Plus member when you get your console.
If I have the console connector cable for the PS1 where I can connect my PS1s together, can I get on PlayStation Plus through that?
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming also if I have the network adapter for my PS2, it'll also work.
I think you can also plug your Dreamcast modem in.
Yes. Plus that way. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. tfradio.net/Amazon. And I'm not joking. Share the link. That would help. It really will. Third-party news. Did this not already come out?
This is a recolor.
So this is the Diaclone coloration.
Yeah.
So it's the not Grimlock that I'm not super crazy about, but now he's in Diaclone colors, so he's blue.
The blue Grimlock they should have done was G2 colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't. That's the only G2 Dinobot that I didn't get.
It's the best one too, Don. I don't know why you didn't get it.
I just never got around to it. I don't know why.
Well, Don, I know what you should be looking for at next buck. Oh.
Yeah.
I got mine through eBay for like $20. I was very pleased.
Dononomics, though, requires a dealer room.
Hashtag Dononomics. True. Yeah, Dononomics does require a dealer room, doesn't it?
No. You can use it in your everyday life.
So,
but
is it advanced Dononomics or Dononomics 101 that you do in the dealer room?
That would be advanced Dononomics. That I would not recommend without reading the basic Dononomics first, because it'll cause, you know, insanity. Migraines.
You should really sit through the seminar before you attempt it.
Don, you totally have to record a seminar.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's do that at Jolanta. at
Can
Rob
we
Springer.
Can we talk to With the Jolanta people and just make that our panel? Yes.
So I'm tweeting this out.
The
right
Dononomics seminar.
Somebody set up a PowerPoint presentation for Don.
Yes.
No. We're going old school. I need an overhead projector, some overhead pins, and a couple of transparencies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
and an AV cart with a VCR and a television bolted down with a piece of, you know, a thing.
So Dononomics is Dononomics. That's probably the best. Okay. We need a hashtag Dononomics panel at Jolanta. Talk to Buddy and make that happen. Done. Tweeted.
Great.
And I'm retweeting that from the RSC account.
I think I'm working that weekend now. I'm not
sure. No, you have plenty of time to request that off, Don.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah, love that. Okay, so, I forgot what I was even talking. Oh, yeah, Grimlock.
This is more important.
This is more important. Yes. So I love these fans' Project Dinobots. I love two of them, two and a half. What is it, Viz or Viral or Vorta or Var? Whatever the not
Volar?
Swoop is. Volar. Vorta would be better. Not the not Swoop.
No, Vorta would just be Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah.
Or Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Ratchet. Yes.
True. It's kind of a shame they couldn't get Iggy Pop and Jeffrey Combs in the same episode together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I just had the weirdest random thought. I just got a comment.
Weirder than wanting Jeffrey Combs and Iggy Pop on screen together, Don?
They were on screen together because Brunt was in there. He was one of
Yeah, but not as a Vorta. There's a difference, true. You know, a completely different kind of character.
No, I was just saying I would love to see if random thought, Star Trek crossovers. Like, you could have the Defiant become like a robotic Ben Sisko, and then you could have a Runabout become Bashir, and you could have...
So, make toys.
Yeah, make toys. Okay, sorry. I was reading the chat. Okay, so make toys. Oh, yeah. This is actually what our show notes, the arts are. The arts. The arts. The Transformers
yeah, the arts.
Are. Our album art is this week. Blah, blah, blah. Remaster prototype revealed. Downbeat. It's jazz. And it actually looks to me, to my eyes, it looks awesome.
It looks like all the other ones to me. I can't.
It's just not over detailed, though.
This looks
and I still don't like the legs.
I like the legs.
Still no one has gotten them right.
Okay, Matt. So you say nobody's gotten them right. What would you consider right?
Nothing that anyone has done yet.
Well, I mean, do you want them like the toy where it's just, you know, the more like the toy look?
More like the Generations toy, actually. Reveal the shield jazz.
So no paint. So there it is right there.
So, okay, you want something more along the line of the G1 toy, but with articulation, because that's basically what the Generations one was doing.
Yes.
You want the big quarter panel shins. You don't want the streamline cartoon shins.
I don't care. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm partial to Remaster anyway.
I think I agree with Matt on the leg thing, now that he's articulated a little bit better. But in terms of general aesthetic, this is probably the best looking one anybody has put forward so far.
And I'm sure it will look even better in color.
Yeah. Now, the other one that we talked about a few weeks ago doesn't look bad. The one that has the pearlescent white...
J4ZZ.
Generation toy.
Is that the one that was just the reveal the shield figure, but in kind of matching?
That's what we were saying about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
And,
I didn't like
you know it. Over greebly detailed too.
Go ahead, Don. No, go ahead.
Whatever happened to Hova? Did Hova just vanish into vaporware?
Apparently,
I guess.
Because that didn't look bad at all.
Yeah, the penitent man kneels.
Yeah, does anyone know if Hova's still coming out? Tweet at us at TF Radio.
Sorry,
If you're affiliated with Hova or you are them, let us know if it's still coming out. Please.
Or if you travel in the HOV lane.
So looking at this, this is clay, right? Is that what this is made of?
It's probably resin.
Resin?
And then they spray paint it gray for uniformity. Okay. Although sometimes it'll be 3D printed parts that they put together, and everything is all gray because that's what people expect a prototype to look like. Start with that. Sometimes it is cast resin, sometimes it's 3D printed, sometimes it is like test shots, colored test shots, random color, that they just spray paint to a uniform color. There's really no one right answer to what this is.
Speaking of 3D printer, I just got a new nozzle for mine, so hopefully it'll fix all the crappy prints I've been getting
like
lately.
Like a star tip, or
yeah.
I don't like the headlights on this either.
No, the front end kind of needs some work.
The head sculpt looks really good, though, for this stage.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this in hand. I'll probably pick it up because we'll probably never get one of these. And then a Masterpiece Jazz. Of course, as soon as I get it, Takara will announce Masterpiece Jazz.
Yeah, so buy all the third-party Masterpiece Jazzes, Brian, so that happens, please.
Takara never announced Masterpiece Megatron yet, so 2.0.
Not yet.
But who... Chris, was it your point that if it belonged to a third party, they'd have been claiming this by now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. So, my favorite story from the week, though, really is this KFC Simba figure. I think we talked about it last week, but photos.
Maybe? Yeah.
But photos actually popped up where people are have this in hand. Andrew Green on Twitter tweeted this out. And we retweeted that last week. It's I don't know. It's so freaking huge. It is ridiculously freaking huge. And I don't know if I
so is Star Saber.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know if I love it. Or if I when I say huge, I'm talking about Victory Saber.
I know what Don thinks about it because he's really the Victory guy.
It looks really nice.
No, he's the Master Force guy.
No. I mean, I like the way it looks as But Victory Saber was basically just platform shoes and a backpack.
Yeah, we don't have a Victory guy, thankfully. I would kick them off the show.
Yeah, it's – I mean, I think he looks good, but he's not really a priority for me. I might – if I see it and I can get the Dynamics to work, I might pick him up. But it's just – Victory Saber is just not – there's other stuff from Victory I would put before him.
I've always been fond of Victory Saber, not so much Victory Leo. Which kind of, but I don't know this. I don't know if I absolutely love this or I'm afraid of it.
I'd be afraid of it a little bit.
When he combines, it looks like he takes his gun, he slaps him on the back, and then he's got huge boots.
That's basically
that's Victory, that's Victory Saber
and giant wings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Victory Saber.
I'm just wondering if your dislike, Brian, is sort of like mine of Victory Leo. Because he was Genrai or Prime, and then he became a total ass when he became Victory Leo. So it's like, you know, the character arc is making you not like the figure or something.
I don't know. I don't really know, Don. I've never been fond of Victory. Period. I think probably what it was in the 90s when I was reading up on it, it sounded so awesome, and I watched it, and it was so disappointing.
Yeah, what you saw did not fit with your mental picture.
Yeah, exactly. So I was probably just disappointed because everybody talked about how great Victory was. I'm like, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Maybe if I had watched the dub first, I would have liked it better. But I think I watched it raw first, and then I watched it subbed.
Yeah, I mean, I think this Simba looks great, and I mean, for Victory, I mean, they captured the spirit of Victory Saber, of boots and a backpack.
Victory Saber looks just about perfect.
Yeah, it's just not a priority for me compared to some of the like that Black Zarek. I would much rather put this money towards Make Toys Black Zarek because that's a character I have no representation of at all, other than just Scorponok.
This is, I mean, it's so weird, and I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I want to point out, too, that Andrew Green mentioned specifically the combined – those two toys combined are like 4 pounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The only thing about it is I wish they had found a way – it wouldn't be Victory Leo. But if they had found some way to make the feet not quite so Victory Saber-ish. I mean, you know, just – I mean, does that make any sense? You know, a little more – anime looking, but then it wouldn't be. I don't know. It's just he looks like he's wearing like when I bruised my toe, I had to wear those big, thick shoes. The little that you keep your feet still while you're, and it was like I call it the clodhopper.
Oh, Massey.
Yeah, I call it the clodhopper 9000. Like that's what he's wearing there.
So I mean, I'll be honest. Like KFC, their stuff usually looks good, and I'm afraid to touch it. But this looks pretty much dead on to what I would want.
Diecast, you did a review of Transistor, right? Transistor worked out pretty good. Other than the paint issues, engineering-wise, Transistor was pretty good, right?
It needed some work. Okay. It wasn't horrible, but, you know, like, some of the spots they couldn't even get the square hole right. It was maybe like, or the rectangle hole right. It was maybe like more triangle-ish than it should have been. But
I was thinking that was probably their most complex toy up to this point with the release of this, unless it's something more complex.
I mean, their last release was the Rekgar, and that wasn't they've shown improvement. So, I mean, there is hope for KFC if they continue.
Cool. Okay.
I just keep looking at those boots and thinking, man, I haven't played Burger Time in forever.
I almost picked up a new copy of Burger Time a couple of days ago.
A second box
copy.
No, it was like $4 for a loose is a weird way of putting it, but a copy of Burger Time, yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Is that it? That's it. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we have got photos of a custom version of Headmaster Junior Cab, aka Hosehead. Somebody made a really nice one using Combiner Wars Hotspot and Titans Return Skytread. Really nice work.
I've seen someone do something similar with Universe Inferno, too.
Yeah, I think I saw that at some point.
This is a little bit nicer, though.
Yeah.
Hey, one question, Rob. Mm-hmm. Since someone has done this and posted it to the internet, does that mean Hasbro can't really use this for an idea now? Because, you know...
As a custom, you know, since basically this has, I would say, no bearing on anything Hasbro would ever do because they, you know, Hasbro and Takara own the characters and the rights.
And the molds.
You know, yeah. And, you know, I think, sadly, the chances of Hasbro ever actually doing this are, you know, between slim and none. But, you know, I don't think since you're using all Hasbro parts, there's really anybody who'd have any kind of standing to say you're stealing my ideas.
Yeah, no. Okay.
But next up, we've got XV has reviewed More Than Meets the Eye issue number 57, which is the last numbered issue of More Than Meets the Eye before it comes back as a Lost Light in December. There will be a brief intermission with a Revolution tie-in in November. But this is the last numbered issue of More Than Meets the Eye. So, you know, that pretty good run, 57 issues for anything at this point.
Yeah.
Lastly, we have got some photos. Chris McFeely posted this. I'm not sure whose comic it is that this is seen in, but in one of the Legends pack-in comics, Scourge is seen drawn by Hayato Sakamoto as a two-headed dragon. And you can actually do that with the toy. So Legends / Titans Return Scourge now has an official third mode.
There's even supposedly detail on the feet that stand for eyes.
They're
placed just right.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Let's see here. On the network this week, we have Take Four Wrestling, Episode 9, Monday Nitro, Episode 1. JT and I talk about the first episode of Monday Nitro from 1995. And our gimmick of the week this week is PN News. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, The Assignment. So, which one is that? I'm not good when it comes to DS9 titles.
The one where Keiko gets possessed by the Paw Wraith?
Oh, God.
Yes!
Yeah, listen to that episode for Scott to try to justify why for 40 minutes of the episode it doesn't even seem like she's doing anything but faking it.
I did. It was hilarious.
You guys don't do good episodes on this show, do you?
We try. We try not to.
Okay.
That's why they won't do Darmok. And also just to taunt me.
Yeah. I love Darm. So we should do like a podcast called Good Episodes of Star Trek.
It'd be boring, though.
It would be boring.
See, that's the whole point. We don't do the conventionally good episodes because we want to talk about episodes that we can make entertaining with our discussion.
Absolutely.
Sometimes there's an overlap and there's episodes we think are genuinely good but also produce really fun discussions.
The Magics of Magos 2.
Anything Gold Dukat?
Next week we're going to be talking about Star Trek Insurrection.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that should be entertaining.
Is that what you decided on? Because y'all were still undecided at the end of the... Oh, wow.
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 Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
At least it's not Nemesis, but yeah. Still.
Oh, we're never doing Nemesis.
Yeah. You'd have to watch it.
I will say, other than the joystick ship controls.
Oh, that's the best part, Don.
I know, but I'm saying I do enjoy the battle that they do in Insurrection. The battle's kind of nice. And actually, Anthony Zerb, that plays the Admiral, I remember watching Young Riders when he was on Young Riders many years ago, and I've always liked him.
I don't know. All these evil Starfleet admirals look alike to me.
Evil Admiral number 43.
Yeah.
Except for the one that recently passed away that was on DS9.
He wasn't evil!
Oh, Barry Jenner, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one admiral in Starfleet that was not evil.
Oh, he wasn't evil, but he was very content to look the other way when necessary.
He
condoned evil. Let's put it that way.
It suddenly becomes a lot more obvious as to why exactly they promoted Janeway to admiral when she got home.
That's a good point.
But you violated the prime directive how many times? You're promoted.
You know, I never thought of that, but it's like, can you imagine being the Starfleet admirals and reading her logs for 7 years? It's like, holy crap, what the hell is she doing? These are fakes, right?
I like Matt's idea. There's like a specific number of times that they don't tell anyone that you violate the Prime Directive and you get made an admiral.
It makes perfect sense, too, because like if they have you riding a desk, you can't violate the Prime Directive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is just to keep you out of trouble job.
Yes.
That's actually a great point.
I'm sure Janeway could find some way to mess up someone's life. It's like
She'll just get Starfleet headquarters sent across the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. There's a building floating in space.
An admiral can have their own ship. They can take command of a ship.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, let's see here. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And again, seriously, I'm not joking. Share out our Twitter, our Twitter and everything, especially our Amazon link, tfradio.net/Amazon. That's like a surefire way to help us out. You can follow me personally on Twitter at BKilby. Chris is at ChrisRTXV. Matt is not really at MELLLVARR. I'm going to start tweeting pictures of Don's cat from that account. Don, how do we see pictures of your cat on Twitter?
At HMRC, the number 4, EVR, or your local hospital's emergency. Oh, my God, what the hell is this Twitter feed?
That would be awesome. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2 or on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Sweet.
I'm going to do a review of the clear Megatron.
That you broke.
It's toy Megatron that I broke. But I will tell you how to not break yours.
Excellent. Are you going to review your $300 Fortress Maximus?
Maybe.
Cool.
Is your review space big enough to actually hold something that size effectively?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob.
I am at RAC2750, and you can see both XV and my video reviews for T-Formers at T-Formers TV on YouTube.
Sweet. And don't forget about Operation Combination. I will have a pre-recorded explanation of what that is starting next week. And also...
I look forward to hearing the Operation Combination explanation next week.
That would be awesome. And Extra Life, I will send out more information later. I just got an email back from my buddy Mike, who turned me onto it last year. We're trying to figure out how to manage this. So details will be forthcoming. Again, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, and we will keep you up to date as we have new info. Diecast, were you going to say something?
No.
Good. Okay.
Do
you have any comments for JT Hogg this week?
I mean, we've gone back and forth on the chat, so he knows he's a dead man walking.
Okay.
Hey, no, he might can pick up a figure I'm looking for. Let him pick the figure up first and then get beat up by him.
I'm serious, Rob. We need Rob Springer. We need to do that Donanomics panel. I love this idea. It's phenomenal. Okay, guys.
Oh, okay, so I guess I need to go and get like an 80s power suit then.
And then we need to have Diecast down in front of the table, in front of the audience, being the hype man. You know, okay. Spooling the audience up.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to offend the audience. I want to just...
Don, what I'll do? Diecast
isn't allowed to speak. He's just, you know, there to encourage them to, you know, respond louder and more forcefully.
I'll get you one of those little headset mics, you know, the flesh colored ones that are like it won't connect to anything, but it'll look awesome. So.
Don't think flesh colored. He wants is a flashlight.
Oh God, Diecast. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
That's one way to get Kilby to end the show fast.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.